I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got some more classic entitled parent stories for you, or just entitled people in general. You'll see what I mean. In today's first story, a random guy just off the street comes up to a random innocent dude and just starts smashing up his cars. Seriously, it's as innocuous as that. Let's just get into the story. Entitled man vandalized three cars. He didn't notice it was on camera. Alright, a little backstory. This happened on New Year's Eve, the morning of 2016. I lived in a district in San Francisco where its ethnic diversity is huge. A lot of Americans, Spanish, Greek, you name it. Okay, here's the story. I was on my porch, which is in front of the parking lot. Suddenly, a man in black clothes came up to me. He was a chill dude, but there was something weird. I didn't know this guy, and he just started talking about something random. I was the only guy outside besides him. He said to me, "Hey there." "Yeah? Have you heard about the Amber Alerts?" Now, normally, I don't really keep track of Amber Alerts, but I remember what the license plate is after an alarm strikes. No. The guy said, "Well, it happened yesterday." Now, usually in San Francisco, Amber Alerts are immediately called when someone is missing in the Bay Area. There wasn't any alarm the day before the incident. We had a conversation that was about 10 minutes. I then decided that I wanted to go back into my house, so I did. Now, my door has a Ring doorbell, which of course also has a camera in it. The guy waits for a few minutes in front of my door and walks around like he's got nothing else to do. He then grabs a flower pot filled with dirt to the top and with a rare flower in, and he throws it at my car. He then grabs two more flower pots and throws them on the cars next to the first vandalized car. I run out and see a deep scratch on my car, a broken windshield on my neighbor's car, and a long scratch on my girlfriend's car. That was about 30 seconds after the incident happened. I'd run out to see what was going on, and my evidence was all there. So, then I checked on my phone, and I saw from the Ring recording that he'd grabbed a few flower pots. Then he stared at the camera for 5 seconds like he was a frightened 6-year-old and then ran away. A few hours later, the police came to inspect the incident. To this day, we still don't know where he is, but if we find him, I will press charges. Well, I have absolutely no idea what was going on here. This random stranger comes up to your house and says, "Oh, do you hear about the Amber Alert?" I don't know why. Then you go back inside and he just starts smashing up your cars. I'm baffled. He must have just been on something, I guess, to do that sort of thing. I really hope you catch him, but I don't understand what was going on in this story at all. This guy's head was all over the place, asking about random stuff, trying to make conversation, then just smashing cars for the sake of it. If you have any idea what was going on in that story, guys, let me know down below, but I'm confused as you are, probably. A weird one. Let's move on. Now moving on to our second post. She's too pretty to be autistic. A story coming from my mother. When I was around 2, my parents found out I had autism and ADHD when I went to a doctor's visit. Like the loving parents they were, they still loved me for the beautiful mess I was. However, the 2000s weren't exactly the best for someone who had a mental disability. Ableists were running amok, as I put it, and Karens were the most frequent as ever. Mama was walking with me in a stroller at a park near my old house, which was a townhouse. I was munching down on some goldfish crackers, this will be important later, when a woman approached my mother. The woman, who OP has called Woof, I guess kind of a female dog, said, "Oh, what a cute little tot." She looks up to my mother. "What's her name?" My mum replied, "Well, she's called OP. She's my sweet little angel." She looks down at me, "Right, OP?" I held up a goldfish cracker. "Fishy!" My mum cracks a smile as I giggle. But one way or another, something touched me. It could have been a bug or the leather of the stroller, but my little mind began to panic. I started to stim, which back then was me tugging or grooming my hair. The female dog notices this and gasps. "What's going on with her?" My mum pauses and then notices what's going on. She bends down to my level and strokes my scalp, which calmed me down immediately. I then happily go back to eating my crackers.
However, it seems like the dog hadn't got her answer yet. She looked up to my mother with a worried look on her face. Is she okay? Why was she tugging at her hair? Oh, she was just thimming. It happens when she feels uncomfortable or upset. The female dog is confused about what my mother has just said, but then it clicks for her. Her face turns grim. Oh, I see. She has autism. I'm so sorry. My mum is confused as well, but more importantly, she's a tad ticked off. I only recently found out, about a year ago, she was diagnosed at the local doctor's office by our local doctor. The female dog's face turns from pity to disbelief when my mum said that. But the local doctor doesn't have any medical experience. I took my daughter to him, telling him about her broken leg from falling off of her scooter, and he said it was just a scrape. You shouldn't be taking anything from him. My mum just pauses. I've seen the local doctor before, and he's the best doctor I've visited yet. He's the only one willing to see my kid. Not many doctors around here are open to those with autism. But she doesn't have autism? My mother grips onto the stroller handles, wondering how this lady thinks she's the professional doctor around here. What was that? Your daughter doesn't have autism. She looks nothing like someone who has autism. Plus, autistic people can't talk, yet she can. The doctor just probably told you she had autism just to mess with you. Jesus, imagine a doctor telling you something that was that serious just to mess with you. That would never... That's just ridiculous. My mum then grips the handles.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Harder. What are you implying? You don't get what I'm saying? I'm saying OP is too pretty to have autism. And there's another way I can show you that she doesn't have autism. She kneels down to my level and asks me, what is 1 + 1? I reply, 2. The female dog stands back up. See, she can't have autism. Most autistic people are... R word. That's gonna be blanked out. If you wanna know what that is, guys, look on screen. My mum is physically shaking at this point. However, before she could retaliate against all the BS the female dog was saying, I spoke up. Mean shark. The female dog looked down at me. What? Mean shark, eat salt. I then proceed to throw my goldfish crackers at this lady. The woman is either disgusted or annoyed as she glares at my mother in the eye and tries to stop me from throwing my snack. How could you raise your child like that? What little girl throws food at adults? I say, because the dinosaurs died. She was now confused again. What? But one lives. It eats salt. The woman is enraged by my answer, but she only stomps away. After all, she wouldn't want a bad reputation for punching a toddler, would she? Finally, my mum says something to her as she's stalking off. Never, and I mean never, assume someone is too pretty to have autism. Well, there you go. I guess OP's mum has just given us the moral of that story. Never presume someone is too pretty to be autistic. Pretty ludicrous statement there. Pretty ludicrous opinion. But hey, I guess this Karen thought that was something like that had some sort of logic. I don't know. Pretty jokes though from OP. I mean, 3 years old just to be like, you know what? I don't like the sight of this woman. I'm going to just start chucking my goldfish crackers at her and see what she does. She's like dodging out the way. Can't do anything about it. Imagine just getting attacked by goldfish crackers by a 3-year-old. What would you do in that situation? You'd be flummoxed. You'd be like, well, what is going on here? I don't even know if this kid, you know, is normal, is mental, but I'm being attacked by goldfish crackers. Pretty crazy stuff. I don't really know what you'd do about that. Maybe just try to eat them. I don't know. Or just leave. Not call the kid too pretty to be autistic, though. I mean, Jesus, that is absolutely mental. Now moving on to our final story. Oh, and my friends will be coming to stay. A little over a decade ago now, my wife and I bought our farm in the bush. Not too large, mind you, but very pretty. Nestled up in the mountains by the rainforest in tropical North Queensland. We'd worked long and hard for this piece of paradise. On the last day of the sale, the day before the handover, we were doing the final inspection.
always good, we were chatting with the soon-to-be previous owners, Karen and her ex-husband. I'm guessing the divorce was the reason they were selling. The Karen said to me, "Oh, by the way, our friends will be coming up in 4 weeks to go camping."
Okay, I replied. "I hope they have a good time." I said this thinking that she was referring to one of the many camping sites in our area. But she replied, "Yep, so if you could just make sure the gate is open and the paddock grass kept short, that would be great." Wait, what? "Yeah, they come up every year and really enjoy it here." "Okay, Karen, they may have come here while you own this place, but that will have to stop now. I will have cattle in that paddock by then. You'll need to call them and tell them to find somewhere else."
No, but I told them they could stay here."
"Yeah, but I didn't, so it's not happening." Karen got huffy and tried to get her ex-husband to reason with me. He told her to pull her head in. Talking to him later, this was all news to him also, and he couldn't stand the people coming. He told me to send them packing if they did show up. Fortunately, this was the last of it, and I did not have to deal with her visitors.
"Yeah, I mean, don't worry. Buy the house from us and all that, but just one quick request. Our friends are going to come and stay with you whenever they want." No, that doesn't work like that, does it, Karen? I mean, seriously. Honestly, guys, sometimes I start these videos, right, and I've got like a couple brain cells left. Not too many, just a couple. And by the end of them, I don't think I've got, it's just mush. It's like turned to jelly. All my logic and common sense and just, you know, general appreciation of the world is gone because of these stories. They screw with my head. They mess me up. And by the end of it, I'm left just feeling like, what is life? You know, when I hear people say stuff like this saying, "You know what? Yeah, we've agreed on the price of the house. It's going to be great. We're getting divorced because my husband now hates me. But our friends are going to come and stay with you and camp." What? Why? Just why? Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of our / Entitled Parents. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more right away, boom. Check out my finger. If you want some more, every day, and check out my other finger as well. And yeah, you know what, that is going to do it for this one. Hope you enjoyed it. Drop a like if you did enjoy it, though. That lets me know that you're still enjoying the videos. And yeah, I will see you all tomorrow with a brand new episode. Have a great day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.